He's done. Bye to the baby mamas. Bye to the baby mamas. We gotta say bye to the baby mamas who are nerds.
Nerd Baby Daddy Pod!
This is the NBD Nerd Baby Daddy Podcast disclaimer. Georgia's wiretapping law is a one-party consent law for purposes of making audio recordings of conversations. Georgia makes it a crime to secretly record a phone call or in-person conversation originating in any private place unless one party to the conversation consents. This will be the first episode of the NBD Share Pod. I guess that's what I'm going to call it. The following conversations are being recorded from my car during a share ride. Please see disclaimer previously stated in this cast. Enjoy.
You wake
and then
up.
I have four
and
vodka.
Then you. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what
I know. So, but is that a reason to bash orange juice, though? Like, orange juice is delicious.
It's like, honestly, like it. Orange juice and vodka is delicious.
I mean, yeah, you can mix them. Like,
don't
you
like it. I hate to say it, but I just.
Oh, you don't hate to say it. Don't lie to me. You just met me. Don't
but,
lie
like,
to me.
But, like, you don't probably like a Bloody Mary, do you?
You're right. Exactly. I mean, because, I mean, I don't like
V8.
I don't like, no, everybody has to like the same thing. Every time, everywhere.
Exactly.
Always, no matter what.
Always, no matter what. Whatever.
If you don't like a Bloody Mary, drop me on.
Like, well, I like grapefruit juice, so I mean you can put whatever you put in the Bloody Mary in the grapefruit juice. I like bitter things and I like sour things.
But would it still be a Bloody Mary?
It wouldn't, because I'm not trying to mix vegetables with my drinks. Like,
you
it's
know,
just not.
But
it,
honestly,
I drink it,
I'm all right. What about a
I
mojito?
I love vegetables too.
You like a mojito.
Well, that's orange juice. That's orange juice.
Mojitos are great.
They are.
They are. There's nothing else that can
And I love it. And there's nothing against vegetables. Like, the only fruit that I don't like, that I hate, is avocado. I hate avocado. I hate the hype around avocado. It's more or less the hype around it, too. At least it's a healthy vegetable. I mean, a fruit. Get out of here. Go run. Don't tell me, at least I'm eating this healthy and then
that's
I eat
true,
a taco. It's just the hype around it.
Some people.
No, and then I've tried it. It's not like I just bash it. I've tried it and it's a texture thing for me. It just doesn't taste. If you got to add all the things in the world to it to make it taste good, it's probably not good.
Right.
It's probably the other things.
What if you only add sugar to it?
What is it?
Ew.
Grits? What is it? Grits?
Yeah,
no.
Yeah. Hold on.
No, I'll just eat grits.
Hold on. Listen.
I love grits.
In Brazil.
In Brazil, okay.
In Brazil.
Oh, yeah. You're Brazilian?
I am.
Yeah. In Brazil, okay.
In Brazil, you get an avocado, you cut it in half, you open it up, pour sugar on it.
Okay.
And it actually tastes fucking amazing.
You know what it tastes like? Fucking sugar. Fucking sugar. One of the most addictive things next to cocaine.
You're
I got
right.
it. It's
You're right.
No.
You're right.
Yeah, cocaine's a different story.
Speaking of cocaine, do you want a bump? I'm kidding.
I've never had it. I'm too high on life to even be on that kind of stuff, man.
It's a good answer.
That's what I'm saying, honestly.
Honestly, I was recording you. You know, I was ready to. Okay, that's not funny. It's not even funny. It's not.
It is funny.
It's not funny. It's not. It's really not.
Everything's a no until you say allegedly. Wait, why don't you think it's funny? Because you hate orange juices and you hate oranges. You hate Florida.
Yeah.
And just
also, I'm from Florida.
I am also born in Florida, St. Augustine.
I'm from here.
No way.
Yep, St. Augustine, Florida.
It's just because I'm going
St. John's County.
I grew up.
I mean, you're already doing something wrong by hating orange juice, but I mean, you know,
I mean,
it's...
like, I don't care, though.
Oh, see, that's why.
That's...
You know, to each their own.
No.
Own,
we've
sure.
already...
I like lemon better than...
Also...
You know what? Okay, I can
the
get there.
I love the EV on the dashboard.
Thank
I just
you.
Noticed this.
Thank you.
Amazing.
Thank you. It's my daughter's.
This is great.
It's my daughter's. I gave it to her.
No.
I'm not doing it as a deflection of it's not being mine. I literally bought that for her so that she knows that she can be whatever she wants to be. Because Evie, she's four.
That is awesome. That is awesome. And
I love that.
I will remember that for when I have
kids.
Sorry
for being rude earlier.
Oh, you weren't rude.
No,
you just,
honestly,
you're oranges.
That's a great, that's an unbelievable message to send your kids. Actually. And in a great way.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a
It's a great.
I just forgot to, because she's in Seattle right now with her mom, and I just forgot to keep it with her.
Evie.
That's all you can do is like encourage her to do whatever she wants to do.
Exactly.
That's awesome. Actually, that also that Pokemon is actually a fucking beast. So, you know, there's so many. Do you know about Pokemon?
No, of course, you don't know about all the legendary Pokemon
that come out of this Eevee.
I'm a shooter some bells because she likes lemons, and I like lemons.
Zapdos.
And I like limes.
Zapdos, area, fuck.
Zapdos, Articuno.
Articuno, that's the one. And then...
And Moltres.
Moltres.
They're all named after the Spanish 1, 2, 3.
Yep.
Zapdos, that dos is 2. Moltres, tres is 3.
Yep.
And then Articuno, uno.
Uno.
There
yep.
you go.
Wow. Yo, I speak Spanish. Mm-hmm. I was born in Venezuela, and I didn't know this.
Wow.
I didn't pick up on that.
Poquito habla español.
Un poquito.
Mucho poquito. Muy poquito.
Muy poquito. That's awesome. Well, I had no. Now I'll never forget that.
You say that.
I was born.
And you're lying to me.
Yes. Articuno. Zapdos. Moltres.
Man, I wish that was Haley that was coming in here. Golly! And I'm not even the type to be like, hey, yo, you're in my car and I'm driving you somewhere, but let me get those digits. No, you know what? You disappointed me enough. But you got...
Oh, my God.
I'm just kidding.
Pokemon
you like limes.
So...
Oh, my God.
Oh, is he?
Pokemon is, like, the best thing that exists.
Is he?
It really is. So.
I'm sorry.
Are you?
No, I just sometimes can be a little bit self-absorbed. I'm sorry.
I mean, couldn't tell.
Listen.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
I'm focused on grad school.
You're focused on grad school?
Oh,
you're like 8
it.
Steps ahead of me. I'm focused on my bachelor's right now. God dang. Just stun on me from the back seat, right? All right.
Hey. No one is better than anyone else.
Oh, you've already proved that you orange juice hating person.
Trust me.
Wait a minute. Like how long has this ride been? You want me to trust you after about 10 minutes of meeting? Relax,
God,
my lady.
I'm trying to be nice to you.
Are you? Oh, no. I possibly...
All right. I'm going to have to interrupt here. Everybody relax.
Everybody relax. Everybody's fine. I am being playful with you means that I like you. And I haven't even seen what you look like, so it's cool that I just like it. Because if you're
also,
like, butt ugly, then we're like, nah, fam. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, yeah, I'm ugly.
Well, everything I said was deserved. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm so fucking
ugly. Yo, honestly, now that you mention it.
Oh, don't do it. Don't do it.
I'm not ugly.
No.
And I know it, so it's fine.
You're not
well,
okay.
I've
that's cool.
I've already told you otherwise.
Oh, the mush.
I'm ugly.
The mush. Regular set of mashed potatoes back there.
Yeah. I set myself up.
I like it. You have to speak how you feel. But congratulations on grad school. I hope you graduate.
Yeah, me too.
And it's a graduating experience for you.
She goes, yeah, me too.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I mean, I feel that. Honestly, grad school is not easy.
I would assume
so. No school is easy, to be honest. No school is easy.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
so you've been lying this whole time. Got it.
Well,
there, buddy.
So we got somebody paying for it the whole time.
Oh,
it's me. No one else but I.
You can pull up right here.
I'm motherfuckers.
But like, luckily, I don't have any loans.
Look at you.
Right here.
Right here.
Only because I'm from here.
Thank you so much. Garrett,
yeah,
I appreciate you.
All right,
bro.
Have a great day.
Don't snow. I love you. I'll never see you again, Haley. But I love you. It's okay.
I love you
as well.
Have a wonderful holiday season.
Oh, look at you knowing that I celebrate holidays. Weird.
I don't know which one. Holidays.
All 7.
All 18.
Let me go ahead and cut this. Woo! Let me. I might need. Where am I going? One more trip. One more. Just graduating grad school. No, I don't. So which one am I following? Which one am I doing? So, okay, so I'm gonna turn around. And if you make me turn around, somebody needs to come to a consensus.
Go this way, man.
All right. Watch me. Oh, There you go, boss man. Show them who's boss. Who is top flight of them all?
I feel like you are, sir.
I'll take that. It's a pseudo compliment. Pseudo. Like, I don't know what's going on. I was just told by somebody that pays me to tell you the opposite of what my colleague is telling me. But, you know, relax, my friend. I'm just going to relax. Because this is my last ride tonight. I'm done.
And it's your last Uber for the night?
Yep, my last one. And it's only been as exciting as this right now. That's, you know what? Don't say anything smart. Good. I'm going to go back. That way. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Good job. Good job. Don't say anything smart. All right. Now we'll continue with the ride, ladies. Let me know if it's too hot or too cold or if I'm driving too rough. If you want me to shut up, I will do that now. Well, this episode is brought to you by Publix, where shopping is a pleasure.
Publix, I like that.
Am I in the turning lane? You guys have got me all jacked up. What is going on? Nothing's happening right now. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. It's 3:42. Okay. Everybody's getting home safe. I'm going back to Smyrna. I am going to go drink some orange juice. I'm going to go take my puppy out so that she can go pee, and then we're both are gonna go to sleep.
How many puppies do you
just
have?
One? Just one? It's singular. Oh. Just one. It's a mutt.
It's a mutt.
It's a mutt. No, the mixed are the best. What do you mean? What do you mean?
They live longer. They live longer.
Do they? I didn't know that.
Purebred dogs don't live as long.
You breed dogs?
No. I just know that.
Okay. Ah, that's an interesting bit of information to just know.
Because
you
have the same blood and the genes are the same, so it's better to mix your dog.
But what if it's like a fragile dog and it's mixed with like
a big dog?
Yeah, big dog. Dog with a big heart, like a greyhound or something. Actually, I was supposed to go straight.
Well, people mix, it's not the cutest thing in the world.
Oh, man.
And bloodhounds don't live that long. Well, not bloodhounds.
Great Dane?
Great Dane.
Look at that. Mind taking over here. I didn't know Great Danes don't live that long. That's crazy.
They don't live that long. They have bad hearts.
Oh, man.
Heart issues, so really
who would do that? Yeah. Who would give them a bad heart? Maybe it's because they don't run a lot. Even though they're on the side of a bus for Greyhound. Well, I don't even remember what Mella is. I think she is a... some type of shepherd. A blue heel terrier, and something else. But she's a lovable dog. I have to go feed her. Where are we going?
To the ghetto.
You know, there are several around here. Around
there
this city.
Several.
Yeah, so we're going to the South Ghetto, the East Ghetto. Man, please don't say we're going to College Park or Camp Creek. Well, that's not far from my house, so that'll probably be good. Let's see. Where are we going? Glen Ridge Heights. What is that? Is that College Park? Well, it was close enough, though. Fort McPherson. He's not dressed for a run.
I don't even run. I get up 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yo. Good luck with that one. Look at you. Spread that across everyone's faces. Wow. Get out of my car. Whoa there, Skillet. Choke on a chicken, die? Wow, that escalated extremely quickly. Wow. Like, think of the guy that you died on. Like,
right.
That's crazy. He's going to be seen as a rapist for the rest of his life. Because you wished that on someone. And I need you to ponder on that for the rest of the morning. Wow. Sounds like some deep-seated need to reach out to you, to tell you something that you probably haven't been seeing. Like, she's been giving you subtle hints.
Oh, wow.
Are you? Are you?
Maybe you should. As they say, feeling themselves.
Oh, you're okay, so you're, all right. Yeah. So where did it all begin?
I don't know.
Oh man, who, you know, it's cliche to say, but who hurt you?
Right.
Who? We can change the directions on this app and find them, and we can reconcile. This gentleman. Hey, you know it was a gentleman because she wanted you to choke on a dick. That's crazy. Oh, sacré bleu. Like, that's crazy. Oh man, you know what?
But hey. I don't know. If she kisses her mother with that.
Do you? Like, do you think of other people when those words just spew out of your mouth with so much venom? There's only so much antibiotics and.
Wait,
from a cobra. A whole ass boa constrictor. Oh man. Oh, and that makes sense because pythons, they constrict.
Yes.
And they choke. And she wants you to choke on a. It all correlates. So you are scared of snakes. That's what you've been trying to tell her this entire time. You do you own a snake?
Is someone
choking you at home? That's what it is.
The only logical reason why I would ever think for her to say anything like that. Choke
on a
chill. No. We had plenty of time to chill prior to you telling anyone inside the parameters of this car.
To choke on
a whole penis.
Like, you get to sleep all day tomorrow.
I don't know if you get to sleep while choking. I don't know how you don't. Do you know how choking works?
Right.
The Heimlich maneuver.
Doing the Heimlich maneuver on somebody that's choking on a dick is crazy. What kind of threesome is that? What the fuck? We gotta make sure it doesn't go too far. Holy shit, that's crazy. Wow. But yeah, we had plenty of time to chill prior to you telling anybody to choke on a dick, so I don't. I'm sure she would be weak too if she was you know what?
Sir,
it's all right. I can't, you know, I. No. You did it to yourself. You did it. It's okay. Were you high? What? Are we blowing it? I apologize.
I don't know. You know, I'm not high, but I'm drunk.
Oh, you said that word nicely. That's five syllables, too. And you're drunk? Crazy. Intoxicated.
I'm working with her on her speech.
She's working with you on her speech whilst you're trying to get her choked. It's crazy, the parallels. I'm done with that now. But that's good. I mean, you're handling yourself well. I hope that you get able to get past those problems that you're having and forcing on other people. You need to go? You need to go? Aren't you going home now?
I am.
Ah. I mean, it's morning.
Yeah, but I have to get up to go to work.
I mean, life is choices. You don't have to get up and go to work. I mean, you have to deal with the consequences of possibly being fired and pay deduction, but I mean, do you have a history of not show? Oh, well, you might want to show up to work then, fam.
Yeah.
You might want to show up there bright and early. Like, be there at 4.
Oh, wow.
Women, where do you work? Chick-fil-A? Oh, at the airport?
I used to work at Chick-fil-A, actually.
Oh, you had to clear your throat because you worked at Chick-fil-A? You holier than thou? What do you do at the airport? Both at the same time? Yes, queen, let's go. I would never knew that you had such venom, you know, doing that, like working like that. That's probably where it comes from. That's it. You got 2 jobs and you just got a lot of stress and you feel like life is just choking. I gotcha.
Yeah.
I see where it comes from now. You know, you can buy punching bags and stuff. Like, you can get a stress ball to squeeze instead of hurting your friends. Oh, so hurting your friends work. Ah, got it.
No, I'm not hurting anyone. You know,
what?
Right.
I mean, you can't tell her she doesn't. If she feels abused, you can't say, I don't abuse you. It's like punching someone and said, that didn't hurt. You don't know their level of pain tolerance.
I know their level of pain.
Oh, well, by all means then, go have at it then.
That's why I said,
you see such venom.
She just choked on her dick because, what? Wow, I feel like her that she's going to know my history with her that she can handle
my
that.
French, but she's
whoa. Wait a minute. See, now we're entering a whole different spectrum. Did you just put your whole friend out there? Just bless. Enter. Boom. Roll over. Like, what? You know what? I'm gonna just chalk that up to you're drunk. And you wouldn't say that. You wouldn't say that if you weren't. That's crazy. That's crazy. You know what? I'm not even gonna repeat what you just insinuated.
Are you an Atlanta native, sir?
I mean, I've been here since I'm 8.
Oh, so, yeah, you're a native.
I get. I mean,
where are you from originally?
St. Augustine, Florida. I mean, I left here when I was 19 and I joined the Army, and then I came back in 2017. So I don't know if I recognize myself as a native. That's crazy, man. I'm gonna need you to just like take her out back and just like wear that thing out, cause she just
Army
she tried you.
Yo, you ugly as fuck.
Take her to the back of the house or wherever y'all live and just like fight it out, because just how she tried you in your in her intoxication, you just need a friend. You need a friendly duel. Elbows, knees, and then a hug. That's all you need. Elbows, knees, and a hug. No, 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 no. We're not trusting you with any kind of head or shoulders. No, see, relax, my guy. You're drunk. You know what? You're drunk. You know what? You're drunk. You're drunk, and I'm going home. But, no, no. You just go and fight her and then hug her and then say, you're not allowed to speak to me like that, and we're going to a therapist. That's what we're going to do. It is my daughter's Evie.
How old is your daughter?
She is 4. She's in Seattle.
My daughter is 3.
Whoa, we're twins. Except for I'm not like mentally damaged. Like, I'm just kidding. But wait, she's 3? When was she born? Skip over what I just said and answer my question, please.
I am mentally damaged, though.
Are you? We all are. We all are. Don't even worry about it. You're not the only one. You're not special. Like that. You're not the only one that's damaged in ways.
Yeah, he didn't run through a stop sign.
I didn't. It's right there.
No, he did.
Oh, he did? Oh.
Yeah, he did.
But aha. Are you going to tell the police on him? Are you gonna,
not really?
I am the police. Little did you know. Ha, ha, ha. I know you've been high. But, point two.
How old are you?
Does that even? I'm 30. I'm 30 years old.
30?
Uh-huh. I'll be 31 next month.
Barely.
Barely? Am I? Wait a minute. How old are you guys?
I am 21.
You're lying.
How old are you? I'm
25. 25 and 21? Relax. It ain't no way you letting the 21 talk to you like, fam, come on. Like, we were cool, too, and you're going to lie to me? Fam, that's crazy, man. Ah, well, I mean, okay, if you're cousins, then that makes sense.
Yeah,
21, 25.
Like, we love each other. We do everything together. Like, we work together.
Yeah. Oh, do you live together? Or are you about to go to your aunt's house?
I mean, we might as well.
Yeah, we might as well live together. You know,
we work at Fridays together. We work at the club together. You know, we're dancers. So.
Oh, you're dancers?
Yeah.
Oh, do you like dancing like Chuck E. Cheese, or you dance for adults?
Adults.
Ah, okay, that's what's going on. How are we getting in here?
Oh, you guys, you can actually let us know.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, it's been fun, guys.
It's been great.
It has been. I've appreciated this time as well. Don't choke her.
Enjoy your night.
I will.
You're
not
safe and go walk your dog.
I'm not going to walk her. We're going to bed.
Oh, okay.
She's going to get fed in bed.
Okay. Night, sir.
Turn this goddamn app off. Alright, guys, that has been just a little bit tad of two trips of, I don't know what I'm even going to call this series, NBD share writing, I don't know, I'll figure it out. Later!